Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome back to Morning Footy. More international friendly action coming your way today. Spain taking on Brazil at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fubo TV. And joining us now on the show to talk about the Brazil perspective here is our good friend Mbizo Zamane. Mbizo, great to see you as always, my friend. Brazil coming off that big win against England. How's the squad feeling going into this friendly coming up today against Spain?
I think the most critical term they might use is relief. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on Seleção always, a lot of pressure on Dorival to turn around what might be referred to as a sinking ship. He asked for patience, belief, and trust in the process, and certainly he's won a little bit of all of those things with this victory over England. I don't think it was sterling by any stretch of the imagination, but because of the strength of the opposition, playing away from home, having several critical starters missing. I think that they'll be pleased with the way that things have gone so far and look to build on this performance moving forward.
And Mbizo, we're lucky, one, to have you on the show, but two, that you're also in Brazil. So you could give us a sense of the vibes. Obviously, when Geniz comes in, he's a caretaker, right? He's a part-time manager. He's already managing in the Brasileirão, if I pronounce that correctly. So he can't take on the national team full-time. But the vibe from the fan base is that they want the team to be more joga bonito and less structured European. Do we think we're in the process of that? Is that the way to win? What is Dorival doing to help guide that team in that direction when most of those players are, in fact, playing in Europe?
You're absolutely spot on, my friend. That is exactly what Brazilians want. They want to see free-flowing football and something that is not akin to the Eurocentrism they feel that their team has been trying to inculcate. Look, he is a very popular figure, Dorival, and he's become even more popular when clips were released of him saying, I don't care what you do up front. Do anything you want. Be creative. Do what you need to do to get the goal, but just help out on defense. And that's the kind of freedom and that's the kind of love for creativity and invention that the Brazilians want to see. And certainly they're going to be working towards that direction again to recapture that joga bonito spirit, as you refer to it as, that jinga, as we call it down here as well.
And Mbizo, without obviously naming the obvious is like Vinicius Jr. and Rodrigo and Rafinha, I was very impressed with that midfield because of the balance. So you talk about great Brazilian midfields in the likes of Dunga, Gilberto Silva. You've got Paquetá, Gomes and Guimarães. For me, Paquetá has that free spirit, samba-style football, joga bonito-style football, while you've got the balance of Gomes and Guimarães. How impressed were you with that midfield three? Because I felt that they were the difference in that England game.
I absolutely agree there, Nigel. I thought they were absolutely superb. In particular, João Gomes really, really impressed me, considering that he's a debutante. Look, I thought that the balance of the entire team was quite good. It was intuitive as well with that 4-3-3. And I was actually also impressed with the courage to play Rodrigo at a 9, which he hasn't done for Brazil, but he has done successfully for Real Madrid, particularly when he was deputizing for Benzema during his long absence. Says due to injury. So look, I think I'm not the only one that was impressed. I think a lot of football pundits and proponents down here in Brazil really, really enjoyed the performance of that midfield three. And so we're hoping that, again, they can continue to build a relationship. There are some players who are missing, big players like Casemiro, who hopefully can slot into that comfortably as well.
And Bizo, so with Copa America on the horizon, how important is it that Brazil has a strong showing?
I mean, it's critical. In this nation, nothing other than gold, nothing other than lifting the trophy is acceptable. It doesn't matter if they play well until the semifinals and then bow out. This is a nation that prides itself on being the best ever, you know, being 5-time World Cup winners. And by the way, Copa America is really just a start. They'll feel that this is really just a dress rehearsal for the big one, which is the one that they want. They want to be 6-time champions of the World Cup. And obviously, that will begin with a really good show in Copa America and something that they expect to win, especially without these European giants like France and Spain present in the tournament. They'll feel like it's theirs, and anything less than that will be a bitter disappointment.
Mbizo, let's talk about a young rising star in Endrick. How much pressure is on his shoulders to really develop into one of the key figures for this Brazil team of the future?
Yeah, well, you know, he's been likened to Pelé. He's been likened to Neymar. There have been comparisons flying all over the place. And I think it's unfortunate for the boy because I don't think he'll ever be those players per se. But he absolutely is looking like the future of the Brazilian attack at number 9. Obviously, he was the youngest player to ever score at Wembley and the youngest Brazilian to score for Seleção since Phenomeno himself. So, I mean, his meteoric rise is something that's not necessarily uncommon here in Brazil, but they've uncovered another gem, certainly. Of course, he's come from very humble beginnings. His father was a janitor for Palmeiras, and, you know, he used those connections to get his boy into the academy, and he's just become an absolute sensation. I was very pleased with his performance, albeit it was short. He could have had 2 goals, missing a gilt-edged chance at the end of the game, but he looked good. He's starting to look comfortable, and for his age, for his level of maturity, for his dedication and professionalism, I think absolutely this boy will continue to develop into something special.
And Bizo, another one comes from the Palmeiras Academy, eh? Let's just move on to Vinicius Jr. Obviously, we saw the emotional press conference that he did before, obviously, tonight's game against Spain. How's it been received back in Brazil?
I think the Brazilian population is very much behind Vinicius Jr. We are extremely here displeased with the way that he's been treated. We are also displeased with what we believe is very little movement and action on the parts of the FA, the Spanish FA, on the parts of even Real Madrid, as a matter of fact, but certainly UEFA and FIFA, whom we don't believe is doing enough to protect not just this player, but a variety of players that suffer from racism. And so, you know, we're very, very pleased that this issue is being, you know, put out to the public. It's being discussed. Awareness is being made. But we definitely like to see a little bit more action and movement. And not only, by the way, in Europe, but across South America as well, where these racist incidences have actually been rearing their ugly head. But we absolutely hope for a victory tonight. But we really do wish that the game was being played in Brazil. I think that would have been a greater statement as well than to have it in Spain.
Mbizo, talk to me a little bit about what's going on with Gabigol. Obviously, we heard the report from Chelsea, denied trying to take the test. Later on, takes a test. Apparently, that came up positive for some type of offensive thing in their system. So blood test apparently may prove him innocent. What's going on with Gabigol, and do we think that the 2-year ban is going to be upheld?
Yeah, it's a very odd situation because also it occurred last year, right around April 8th in 2023. It was the eve of the match against Fluminense in the Carioca final. They came to the training ground for a surprise test. As you said, he refused the test. In fact, he ignored them. He was described as being rude and dismissive. And then later on, he shows up, grabs the cup himself, and then the official had to run after him because obviously they need to be within eyeshot of him to ensure that nothing untoward is going on, but somehow he still managed to hide himself, to shield himself from the official. And later on, there was a vote which was actually quite close, 5-4. It occurred online in favor of the ban, which usually carries a maximum penalty of 4 years, but they gave him 2. And so it's a very complicated situation. People have come to his defense, including his lawyer, to say that his behavior, albeit negative, is not indicative of some kind of foul play, and that if the samples were not acceptable, why didn't the official simply reject it and then ask for another one? So it's really quite unclear. Some very different reports coming out from different people, but unfortunately this is the reality of his situation now, and he is open to appeal, but until that process is complete, he will be unavailable. So it's very complicated for Flamengo and for Gabigol right now.
And Bizzo, let's move to Africa. So we talked about Nigeria on Wednesday, and they beat Ghana 2-1. Now facing a very difficult and tough game against Mali. What do you expect from them today?
I expect that they will expect another victory for sure. I think Mali is a stronger outfit than the Ghanaians, who have struggled for, I think quite a couple of years now, as a matter of fact, playing well below their level. There's a lot that needs to happen in Ghanaian football to get them back on track. But Nigeria, again, will feel that victory is a springboard for them to continue to improve, continue to overcome their sadness and their heartbreak of the AFCON final. And try to do something special towards working towards the World Cup, which is going to be a big one. And they'd absolutely hate to miss out on that one as the Giants of Africa and the Giants of African football.
Mbizo, great stuff as always, my friend. Thanks for hopping on a chat with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, folks. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.